This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, why don't government workers do what they're told? First, this. With all the low-carb diets, the money in baking falls like a bad souffle. The company that owns Wonder Bread declared bankruptcy. The Sara Lee Bakery Group reports sales off almost 10%. Now a new ad campaign aims to add some yeast to marketing the staff of life. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
Diets are like James Bond movies. They always need a new villain. So when the Atkins diet vilified high-carb foods instead of high-fat foods, bread became the Ernst Blofeld of the pantry. Bread, biblically endorsed, but no longer dietarily approved. According to the North American Millers Association, wheat flour consumption has dropped by almost 10% since 2000, right before the low-carb diets became ubiquitous. The millers are morose, the bakers beside themselves. So last month, they launched a counterstrike. Billboards and a website went up, all touting a new slogan for bread. It's essential. Edward Boches, chief creative officer for Mullen Advertising, spearheaded the effort.
Everybody loves bread, and everybody thinks that bread tastes great and goes with all kinds of meals and foods, but they've increased their hesitancy to consume it only because they've been so pummeled with messages from diets and the media that bread is a culprit. All we really needed to do was give bread a voice in the argument.
Hear now that voice.
I'm bread. I am bread.
Actually, she's not bread. She's an actress named Danielle, dressed as a loaf of bread, distributing pamphlets outside New York City's Time Warner Center.
Where'd you go, bread?
Oh, I don't know. People just kind of turned their back on me for a while, but I am back. I have essential vitamins and nutrients. I reduce cholesterol. I help reduce the risk of cancer and birth defects.
Bread was taking her talking points from the Grain Foods Foundation, a trade group of small bakers and giant food companies like Archer Daniels Midland and Conagra. Judy Adams, a nurse and nutritionist, is president of the Grain Foods Foundation.
About half of the breads and grain foods we eat should come from whole grains because we know they help fight obesity. They may help prevent type 2 diabetes. They may help prevent heart disease and some cancers. But on the other hand, white bread is also very nutritious in the United States because it is enriched with folic acid.
Joanne Goldberg is on the advisory board of the Grain Foods Foundation. As the director of the Center on Nutrition Communication at Tufts University, she says that claims like bread helps prevent cancer go too far.
Would I say that bread prevents disease, prevents diabetes? I don't think so.
Goldberg sits on the advisory board because she, like the bakers, thinks that the Atkins-inspired bread bashing is uninformed and, in fact, damaging to the public health.
The fundamental point which seems to escape the American public is that it's all about the calories.
When it comes to getting calories from bread, Goldberg says, Americans are eating the wrong kind. We'd be better off eating more whole grains and less of the refined grains that you find in white bread. The Department of Agriculture confirms this. The 2002 USDA Factbook says consumers eat too much refined grain. Grain Foods Foundation President Judy Adams says this.
The body and the science really shows that you should eat both. The new dietary guidelines recommend that half of your grains every day come from whole grains. They don't say all of them. They say half of them.
Actually, they say at least half. But even that would be a big change in the American diet, dominated as it is by refined grains. The Foundation's website occasionally blurs the distinction between whole and refined grains. For instance, we're told bread fights heart disease. But that claim only applies to whole grain bread. Left unsaid is that most of the bread actually eaten by Americans does nothing to prevent heart disease. While the fine details may be blurry, the overall message of the campaign is clear. The outdoor ads, currently seen on bus stops and buildings in New York and Washington, communicate not an argument but a feeling, says Ed Boches of Mullen Advertising.
Bread, I think, is filled with all kinds of emotions. I mean, we grew up with it. It accompanied us in our lunch boxes to school in the morning. It was a comfort food. It's the expression, you know, break bread with somebody else is all about, you know, warmth and friendship and family, and sharing.
Unlike the cattlemen or the dairy farmers who have to contribute a portion of their proceeds for national advertising campaigns, the bakers and millers have funded this effort voluntarily. Bread, it's essential, may never become beef, it's what's for dinner, But for the campaign to work, people don't have to say bread is essential, because with bread, it's more of a gut reaction. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.